Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Otaku Mike, and with me, as always, is my heterosexual trainer partner, aka Jin Graves, and we are back again.
What's up?
With another episode for you guys. This week, we are looking at Chapter 32, A Little Kadabra, I'll Do It. I think it's what it said. No, I read that wrong. A Little Kadabra, I'll Do It. I read that. Yeah, I don't know why I read that wrong before, but we are almost done with this book, I feel like.
I feel like we're in the home stretch.
I feel like we're in the home stretch too. And I'm looking forward to talk about this next chapter. I have to say.
Right?
Because, oh boy, things get a-going.
Things get heavy.
Hot and heavy. Which, I have a question when we get to it. And I mean, I'm probably going to answer my own question like later on, but
oh, most definitely.
But you want to lead us in this discussion, Mr. Graves?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, as my esteemed trainer colleague, Otakus Mike, has said, Kadabra will do it all day. Okay.
That's true.
I'm trying to find a page.
Well, we start off with Green and Sabrina.
Yep, we're going back to where we left off from the last podcast. We've had our fights. We've had Red basically take on Lieutenant Surge, win. Blue, with the help of Red, take out Koga, win. And now we have Red going to the help of Green to defeat Sabrina for the win.
Which, I just gotta say, I feel like Green's fight is a little bit different than Red and Blue's.
I feel like
Red and Blue are kind of like, I don't say like blunt force. Well, maybe not Blue, but like Red was kind of like blunt forced almost in his fighting style.
I agree. As we'll see in chapter 33 of how there are always three things that hold everything else in motion, I guess. I kind of feel like that's the way that it is with this. I mean, we have somebody that's kind of the mind, somebody that's the body, and somebody's like the heart.
Yeah.
So I would probably say like Red is the body, Blue is the mind, and Green is probably the heart, even though she's kind of a thief.
Or the pickpocket.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. But she goes, which something I didn't know is that when she ran up these stairs, that she was already basically in like pitch darkness.
I didn't catch that. Yeah. True.
I didn't catch that in the last one because they mentioned it early in this one.
Yeah.
But I thought she was kind of in like a Japanese, like Tokyo scene, because it kind of looked like the tower in the background that we were talking about.
That's what I thought as well. That's what I thought they were in too.
Yeah.
Because I thought
they were kind of like on a stage, like that you could see the building off in the distance.
I'm trying to see like where exactly she pops up. Where is it? I want to say it's one of the last two chapters. Was it the last chapter?
No, it's two chapters back.
Really? Okay, I missed it. But yeah, it's interesting to see like how Sabrina uses her psychic abilities to throw off Green,
right?
And stuff. And Sabrina's very cocky in this situation.
Oh yeah, Sabrina reminds me of like, in a high school anime, you have that one girl that's like,
that does like the cackle.
Well, she's popular, but she's not popular because of her looks. She's popular because of how she controls people.
I feel like she's like, you know, that girl that goes like, oh,
Oh, I'd say that too.
Yeah.
But I would say she's probably almost like the high school girl that like is part of the occult club, but then it's also like she's partially popular.
She
Like
reminds me of
maybe she's dating like the popular boy.
she kind of reminds me of Biko from Project Aiko a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I feel like actually, I get very big Biko vibes from her.
Biko. Not Seiko.
Not fuck Seiko.
Yeah, but I mean, but she does set up the perfect situation. I mean, she tries to do that. Green has the go goggles on, two chapters back whenever she's here. They get knocked off or whatever.
Yeah, because she puts up a smoke screen with Horsey.
And she thinks that that still kind of helps. But we find out from Sabrina with her psychic ability, she can see her with her mind's eye.
Like a third eye.
Yeah. Whoop. But we also find out that even though that we're in the smoke screen from Horsey, that we're almost kind of like in a telepathic box as well, which is kind of weird.
It's funny to like see like oh when all the smoke you're when all the smoke screen's like gone, like you're just in kind of like a forest.
Yeah, looks like we're in a forest and stuff, and then after that disappears, we're just in a regular old room,
And I like it that
which throws me off. Like, wait, weren't they just da 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 da? Yeah, and they're
I
in a
like it
forest.
that Green is very much trying to use her like tricks of the trade, as being a thief, And I
Right.
like that, she tries to like put those tricks in and fool Sabrina, like when she uses her smoke screen, but Sabrina's got one up on her and she's like disabled, like basically paralyzes
Yeah.
Green, like just makes her stay there. And I like how Green her tactic is to basically make fun of Sabrina and call her ugly.
Yeah.
She's like, you ugly hag.
She did that so she could hear her. And then, basically did that and sent Jigglypuff and Clefairy out to go get her.
So this is where my question is.
Okay.
When Jigglypuff and Clefairy come out, did they come out of her bra? Because that's where it looked like it came out from. If you look where the puff is coming from, it's coming from her chest. If you remember, Green stuffs her bra with Pokeballs.
That is true. I don't know. I think it's too close to know.
My headcanon, Jigglypuff and Clefairy live in the titties.
Jiggly, jiggly.
That's why they jiggle, jiggly, jiggly.
Jesus. Yeah, well, she's under the hallucination, and then I find the pick of what they're using is kind of dumb,
That's
because
funny. It's funny.
you have Jigglypuff, you sing, and Clefairy is using growl,
Yeah, and they
and
kind
I'm
of
like, that
disorient.
is stupid.
They disorient Sabrina. They take her out though. Like, they does the job. You
Right.
know?
And then we got our, like you said, tools of the trade. She pickpockets her to take the soul badge and leaves.
And then we get Red. Red shows up and he's like, man, this place is a big maze. I don't know really what he's looking for, but he finds this thing and it's on like a pedestal. It has all the indentions of where each badge would go.
The first seven, yep.
Yeah, the first seven badges, and he picks it up. He's like, oh man, this is heavy. And he sees like a bunch of like, or a couple of grunts, Team Rocket grunts, and they're like looking for him. And he hears them and he hides behind the pedestal. And we see Sabrina walk through, and she's like, did you see an ugly girl run around here? And they're like, no. And she like sends off the Team Rocket grunts. And she's kind of like
Right.
looking around and whatnot. And she goes into the room and stops, and Red's like, I gotta do what I gotta do, I gotta act first. And he like he's like, oh, I got all these badges, you know, and he starts to put all these things together and like, oh, maybe I can put the badges into this circle device. And I love this scene where he basically is like, all right, I got to take out Sabrina first. He throws Pikachu at Sabrina and Pikachu doesn't attack Sabrina because that's not Sabrina. That is Green.
Right.
How did she change her face? Did she use Ditto?
Could be.
Because her like face like melts off at one point.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out too. I was like, what did she use?
When this part came up, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's Ditto.
Is it?
Yeah, if you go to after she takes it off and then she throws something on the floor and it's Ditto.
Is it? Oh, it is Ditto. I can see the face. That's crazy how Ditto mimics human voices. So Ditto is a very strong Pokemon, I feel like. People take him for granted.
I don't know if he mimicked her voice. I think he could have just mimicked her face.
Maybe.
But then we get Blue, who goes to the basement.
And he's got his Golbat mirror thingy.
Yeah, he's got Koga's Golbat mirror.
I like it, that little detail where the Golbat has a bandage on its head.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Which I kind of wonder. I feel like the last time I read this series, when we got into like the next book, he ended up keeping this Golbat. But did I can't he? Remember that. I feel so. But I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, I don't think Blue is one to abandon his Pokemon.
I know, but this one's not his, it's Koga's.
Well, maybe he was like, hey, come with me, you know, let's...
Maybe he's like, change of heart.
Change of heart, you know, we can be a good Golbat.
You can be my friend. Yeah. Here. And then on this one where Professor Oak is behind the box, he's like, you can even ride on my head.
I feel like they put Professor Oak in a really bad hiding spot.
Oh, they did. I agree with you.
Like, did they mend...
And then I'm confused.
Find him, you know?
Because we don't know what is in any of these boxes. But
I bet it's dead Pokemon.
Oh, God. Sending them out for food.
Yeah.
But then he does tell us that this is just basement number one. There's actually a second basement where all the people from Pallet Town have been stored. And it's because they have an innate empathy for the feelings of Pokemon.
Which, we've heard about this before, I believe.
Not the innate feelings towards the Pokemon. We heard about the part that's going to come up here in a second.
Oh, the part where Pallet Town is like the best place for Pokemon?
Yes.
Because it's like a clean place.
Pallet Town is like Duloth.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's such a perfect town.
Yeah.
You can clean your face and wipe your... We won't go there.
Wipe your a booty.
But they went... We jump back up to... I really want to say this is like the fourth floor, but I'm not sure.
I want to say they're higher up.
Yeah. Green pulls out the soul badge, says, I will exchange this
with the marsh.
You give me...
It says it's the marsh badge.
Okay.
Is it different in yours?
No, Soul Badge must be the heart one then.
Okay. I'll trade you for the Moonstone.
Yeah, I was reading the list whenever they were putting them in the thing, and that's what threw me off. Yeah, so I'll trade you the Marsh Badge if you give me the Moonstone, and we will go from there.
Yeah, they have this really funny exchange of, you know, like, you know, come on, you know, I'm good for it. You know, like, I'm not going to swindle you out of anything. You know me.
Right. Which, I'll be your friend.
You know.
We can work together.
Green goes to give Red the badge, and he goes to swap the stone out with her. And coming to find out, Green gives him a fake badge.
No, this one's real.
Oh, this one's real?
This one's real. We'll see the other one in a second. Okay. But here's where my question is. We're on page 45.
Mm-hmm.
So you see on the one where Red is basically putting the Marsh badge into the thing.
Yeah.
And if you look, both of these bubbles that are in here are thought bubbles.
Oh, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not said out loud. But then when we get to the next one where we know that it's going to end up Sabrina, where she says, all the more reason to eliminate you as if I needed more of a reason.
Yeah.
And I kind of questioned, because I read that and I was like, wait, how did she answer the question when she thought about it? And I was like, is she psychically reading green at the moment?
Is Sabrina
reading the thoughts that green is talking about Red?
Ooh, because that thought bubble isn't going towards green. It's going towards somebody else.
Both the thought bubbles are going towards green, and then the other one where they're both kind of shocked, that's the one that's being answered. That's Sabrina talking out loud about whatever Green is thinking about.
Yeah, because Sabrina finally shows back up, and we find out that the circle tablet thing is apparently a secret weapon to, if I remember correctly, to control the Pokemon.
No.
No? It's to summon a Pokemon.
Yeah, it's to summon the special thing that we had for all the experiments leading up to this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we'll talk about that in 1 second.
Yeah.
But he puts all the things in. Green lied to Red saying that, hey, you know, this basically makes your Pokemon, it makes their power like double. And so he's holding it up, trying to see if it'll work for Pikachu, and nothing happens. They get attacked by Kadabra, and Green ends up pulling this thing away from Red. And we find out that basically he got swindled again.
Yeah, and I love the scene where, like, he's like, get ready, Pikachu, you know? Pikachu's, like, in front of him. And, like, the thing doesn't work, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a funny, like, moment.
Right.
Because, like, why would Green intentionally stop something from happening? Even if her, like, life depended on it. That's such a weird character. Like, thing to have.
And she's supposed to kind of be working with him. And, like, this still shows us that she didn't have her head in the game yet.
No.
Part of the team.
She still wants Mew. Like, her main goal is Mew.
Right. And I wonder if that's what she thinks this is. Because we're not told that. And we're not 100% sure that Mew is who's going to pop out of this disc.
Yeah.
She tells us, and it kind of is like a double blind. She tells us that a new Pokemon's going to come out of it, which isn't necessarily true, but it is. So,
which she ends up putting in all the badges, and this like ball of light comes out, and she like follows this ball of light.
Yeah,
and it goes. And
this is also where we find out too that back whenever she gave the two badges back to Red, the Boulder badge and the Cascade badge, that those ones were fake.
Yeah.
So way back whenever she got Snorlax, or he got Snorlax, and they were fighting with the Squirtle and everything, and she gave him that note and everything back, those were the fake badges. So he's been carrying these two fake badges for...
ever?
Oh, yeah, I mean, because that happened in, I think, book one.
It did, I think.
You know, so... which, here's one of the parts coming up that I'm a little upset about, is we didn't necessarily get our fight with just Moltres and everything.
Yeah.
We have Moltres, and Sabrina has Kadabra pull in Articuno and Zapdos. And,
and the ball of light is behind Red and Pikachu.
Yeah, as this is happening, Green puts in the last two badges that need to go in here. She throws away the fake Cascade badge and Boulder badge, puts in the real one, and this kind of ball of light comes out and flies in front of Red, and that's it for that moment. Because and then we get this,
we get interrupted. We get interrupted by like people basically storming the city, and it's like they're like the Team Rocket is like going crazy because they're like they don't know what to do, and apparently Brock shows up with Onyx and he takes over. What gate does he take over? But he goes for a fight.
Over the south.
Takes over the south. Misty takes over the northern gate. And Erica takes the western gate, and the rest of Erica's followers take the eastern gate, which, when they popped up, I was like, what the hell is going on? Because we haven't seen them in quite some time.
Right.
Like, it's been, we last time we saw Erica was with the Eevee, with what happened to Eevee and stuff.
Right, right.
So Saffron City is basically surrounded, and they're trying to cut Team Rocket off. And apparently these are unknown allies, so I don't think Red and Green and Blue know they're around?
No, I don't think so.
Was what I caught?
I feel like Blue should have known this because he came in through that hole, or went out through that hole and then flew back in through the hole.
Yeah.
That they had, but that's neither here nor there if we actually know that, if he knows that or not, because it's not brought up. Yeah. But we get a quick look where we go back to where this little orb is going, and it looks like it's going very fast, but we don't know what it's doing. And no, that's where our chapter ends.
Yeah, that's where it ends. So do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first on my thoughts on this?
It doesn't matter.
I have to say, it was interesting to see the fight. I expected more out of Green's fight, just a little bit. But I don't.
I did too.
I kind of feel like she got a little bit of the short shaft, which I'm disappointed in because I like Green as a character. I also like that she kind of like pulls the wool over everybody's eyes. Even my eyes, because I was like, oh, she's supposed to be working together with them. You know, yeah, eventually, you know, she's got to be working with them, right? But no, she's right. Not. She's still in it for her own gain, which I'm very, I mean, I know who her father is, which I don't want to get like meta into this or not, but like, I can see why she's in for it for herself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because correct me if I'm wrong, her father is Giovanni, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But I don't remember if her, and later on we find out her brother, are actually know that.
I'm not sure.
I don't think they find that out till later.
They're like, I know her brother does. Later on, he finds out.
And I think the same thing happens with her, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, they both didn't know.
They're kind of like illegitimate children of the leader of Team Rocket.
Right. Right.
I did like this one, but it was very much felt like, oh, the tail end of the story for this particular section. And I liked how Green was sneaky about it, like I said, and like, it made me interested to where everything was going. I wasn't expecting Brock or Misty or Erica to show up at all. Like, right. When I turned that page, I was like, holy shit. Like, it was a holy shit moment.
Right.
So, because I forget, you know, that, like, they're in this as well. Because we haven't seen them in such a long time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and, yeah. Like, and I mean, and as much as we have taken breaks from this, I mean, it seems even more longer than that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, the other thing is, we know, like, it's basically like 4-4 on bad guys and good guys for the gym leaders. And like, that's the other thing. Like, I had to remember this because I was like, okay, we got them, we got that. Oh, and Erica's people are, wait, who's the other guy that's supposed to, that should have technically already been there?
Blaine.
And it was Blaine. And I was like,
Blaine wasn't there.
Where is he at right now?
Yeah, like, where's Blaine? Like, last time we saw Blaine was like when he had the Rapidash.
Right. And well, stuff, and they had to do the stuff with Articuno.
Yeah.
Which we've had that brought up like twice, you know, that's in the true. Story about, oh, well, it was me and that Articuno and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But we haven't really like gotten to part of that stuff. So
when we get to the next chapter, when Red sees a certain somebody, I'm surprised he didn't call that person out and be like, hey, you know, how's it going? You know, like, because nobody knows he's attached to Team Rocket.
That's true. Well, the other thing is, I don't know per se if Red knows that or not. But
No. But he knows who he is.
He might just be like, oh, that's a familiar face, you know?
Yeah, like, hey, what are you doing here? Like,
I don't know if he actually knows who the person is in Team Rocket, though.
Yeah.
Or if he would just think, oh, well, that's probably somebody that got rescued from one of the towns that they.
But I do think it's cool that we have like this rift, almost like a civil war between the gym leaders.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we got our good guys and our bad guys, you know.
We got to just. And I can't wait till we get more into that with the rest of this series, the other half of this series, when we get into Yellow's story and everything.
Oh, I am so excited for and Yellow.
Of course, whenever we get into Gold and Silver and everything, whenever they actually come back and make their comeback with those gym leaders.
Yeah.
So that's one of the other things I can't wait, is for us to be able to cover enough to get to that area where we do actually get to see merging of the worlds, because now we just have basically like Gen 1, and then when we get into Gen 2, you get to see the spillover from Gen 1 and 2 both being in the same thing, versus like with the games where, you know, you're just kind of set in that one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
But I agree with you. I enjoyed this one. Again, like, my only gripe was I kind of wanted to have like a fight where Moltres was involved in it.
Yeah.
And then maybe what we know is about to come in the next chapter happen, but, you know.
Yeah, and I wanted to see more of Green's abilities in like fighting with Pokemon. You know, like we got with Blue and Green, like they had their big like, hey, hurrah moments. And like,
right.
Green was like a, yeah.
Right. Well, the other thing is she's kind of the only person out of the group that really doesn't have evolved Pokemon.
She has Blastoids.
I know, but Blastoids is the only one, really.
Yeah, it's true.
All of her other guys are kind of like small and cute, because she's got Horsea, she's got Jigglypuff, Clefairy, Ditto, and Blastoise.
Well, so she's got, in the next one, she will have an evolved Pokemon.
She will get another one. But I do like too. You might not see it unless it's an art page. I really like how the front of our book too, for book three of mine, we have Red's entire team. So we have Pikachu, Gyarados, Aerodactyl, Snorlax, Poliwrath, and we know at some point we're getting Venusaur. So he's on the cover.
I do have that page.
He's kind of bent over, kneeling a little bit.
Yeah, it's at the very front of the book. So when we get that, we get one where he's like running with Ivysaur and Pikachu and Poliwrath. And then we get one with a Blue's team where he has Charmeleon, Golduck, Pidgeot, and Scyther.
Oh, yeah. And one's on already, too.
And then after that, which I love this little touch. So we have Green. She has Blastoids, Horsea, Clefairy, and Jigglypuff. I like the little picture where Ditto is on like Blastoise's blaster cannon.
Yeah.
He's just like sitting up there, just chilling. Just chilling on the cannon.
Right.
Yeah. Which those aren't in the art book that I have. Those pictures aren't. I don't think they are. Because they only. They aren't. Well, the art book only. We'll get a little tangent. The art book only covers the second artist for the Pokemon series.
Oh, it okay.
It doesn't cover the first artist. Because, like, with the first artist, Mito leaves after Yellow, I believe.
Yeah.
The Yellow books.
Yeah.
I think the new artist starts with like Crystal or something, or Gold.
Okay.
I can't remember, but yeah. Which if that's a there's a really interesting backstory behind that later on, because the original artist gets sick.
Yeah.
And they had an option. They could have ended the series, or they could continue with different artists. I don't know why the other artist never came back. So I can't find any information on that artist. But like the artist who came to fill in had like big shoes to fill, apparently.
Yeah.
Like the Pokemon manga fans were like, we don't like you. we want the other person back. And so he had to like win them over. Because I think he's still doing the book to this day. I know the writer is doing the book to this day.
Yeah.
I think the artist might have, can't remember exactly, but yeah. He had to win over. He's going to have to win me over too, cuz I like the original artist as well. Cuz I haven't gotten to his books yet for the new stuff. Or the newer stuff, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Little tangent, you know. But you know, this is a good episode. I feel like,
right?
You know, we'll be seeing you guys on the next video or next not video, the next podcast.
This is true.
Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Tell your friends, share the podcast. Give us feedback on our Instagram page, Otakuology Podcast. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Stay safe. And where are we going to see them?
Oh, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.